So, not gonna max out my mic this time. That's my goal. hello. Let's get this party started. N is for the Nazis they adore. I is for the indignation they feel towards. P for female people they refuse to treat as equals. L is for the hell they put us through. All right. Probably shouldn't have had a piece of candy right before getting ready to film the podcast, but you know, it's been a long day. Need that little sugar rush. So, welcome to episode 2 of the brand new Topless Topics podcast. Woo! The series that seeks to welcome to the party. I always get tongue-tied. Welcome to the series that seeks to destigmatize female nipples, but now audio only, so we can put to test. Is that the phrase? Put to test the amount of people that will actually listen without the clickbait of my heinous female areolas to get them in the yard, you know, because my female I can't talk. because my heinous female nipples bring the boys to the yard. If you are just stumbling in here with no idea what is going on, I do invite you to go over to topstops.org. And take a look around, you know, same as the name of the podcast, just .org. And then come back here and listen to the rest of the pod. Or just, you know, listen to episode 1, which is, you know, sort of dedicated to trying to summarize what this crazy whole thing is. So anyway, hi. I'm sorry that this episode is a few days late. I mean, today is the 2nd, so, you know, hopefully not much later than that. I would like to be getting these episodes out on the first day of every month, but, you know, life happens. I am actually getting a root canal tomorrow, which I'm a little nervous about. So, you know, hopefully I survive that. So I figured, yeah, I better get it out today before I, you know, can't talk for a week. Plus some other stuff. If you really want to know what's going on in my personal life, I put a brand new Topless Topics rant video up titled "Twitter Banned Me for Alleged Child Porn the Day After a Bullet Was Removed from My Skull." And you can watch it for yourself at topstops.org/bulletban. You know, bullet, like a gun bullet, and then ban as in like what I'm constantly getting treated as from Instagram, etc. But yeah, you can go listen to that if you want. But anyhoozle, whew, what a year this month has been, right? First, we ended the worst year in human history. I mean, I guess, you know, the Black Plague and Spanish Inquisition were pretty bad, but other than that, you know, we were literally seconds away from having half our Congress slaughtered in a MAGA mass shooting. Remember that? Wasn't that fun? And of course, you know, Republicans are just trying to pretend like it never happened. You know, we got the Jewish laser lady and the just, you know, bringing guns into the floor and just actual Democratic legislators saying, you know, I don't feel so safe around the other people in my employment, place of employment, which I don't blame them. A lot of fun, crazy kids in that batch. So anyway, and of course, let's not forget that COVID rates are higher than ever. We hit the 400K mark, you know, mere weeks after we hit 300K. And of course, that's estimated to be maybe 1/10 of the count of people who actually died. But, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And, that light is we got that rat fucker Cheetolini out. My God, it feels good to say that. I mean, you know, as you guys know, Biden was not my first choice, but people that say that Biden and Trump are the same, you know, two sides of the same coin can go stick a pineapple up their privileged white male ass. Well, there goes half my listeners. Oh, well. So, but, you know, we do have the vaccine going out. I mean, rollout's a travesty, but we're slowly. Tripping on hangers because I'm trying to record in my closet. You know, we're slowly getting that out. My husband actually just got his first shot today. Don't know about my parents. My mom, Let's not get into that, but let's just say my mom doesn't really need one, and I don't know about my dad, and of course I'm like the bottom rung, but I never leave the house anyway, so that's cool. That doesn't matter. Hopefully, you know, those of you who are high risk or whatever get yours soon. And even when you do get yours, just wear a mask. Come on, people. It's not that freaking hard. You know, we got the more contagious versions ravaging the country and the world, and just, oh, you know, every time they have those stories about the nurses and whatnot, just running on fumes because there's so many sick people coming in, and then you got these fucking anti-maskers. I don't need to do the hoax so the doctors get paid more. Why can't those people, you know, I'm not gonna finish that thought. But you know where I'm going. If you follow me on Twitter, you know my thoughts on that. Yeah, I know, lots of politics. Oh my god, don't talk about politics, just talk about female nipples. I mean, that is also politics. I don't know what to tell you. But come on, let's move back on to female nipples centric news. So, what's new in the wild world of topless topics? Well, despite the disaster and lack of babysitting opportunities, thank you, COVID, in my personal life, I have been a busy beaver. I don't know if I should leave in all the tongue twists. I mean, it is sort of a quintessential part of the topless topics experience. you can let me know. You can go to topstops.org/podcast and use the form there to, you know, give me your feedback and then tell me, shut that red, red. Don't do that or do more of this or show me nipples on your audio only porncast. Wow. Podcast. I would like to actually have some sex workers, you know, call in, not call in, I mean, it's not like a radio show, but, you know, featured in future episodes. In fact, I was hoping to have, not a porn person, but, you know, one of my longtime listeners in on this episode. But, like I said, personal life stuff happened, so it didn't happen. Maybe next episode. Anywhoozle. Yes, I will say that a lot. I have been a busy beaver, and I lost my place. I did actually sort of write a script for this one because, you know, I don't want to be too boring, if I can help that. Busy beaver. There we go. I think I've said beaver about 10 times in a row there. Making good on my worry about bans less, make new content more, and New Year's resolution. I've been a busy beaver, making good on my worry about bans less, make new content more, New Year's resolution, scheduling and recording multiple interviews with interesting folk from all over, which I'm now in the process of editing and hope to have uploaded in the next week or two. You know, I make no promises. Everything is nuts right now, more than it usually is. Again, root canal tomorrow. And those include an interview with the founder of the Normalizing Nudity YouTube channel that one of you lovely followers linked me to and were like, hey, I think they're stealing your concept. And I emailed them, like, you know, carefully. It was like, hey, so one of my followers found your channel, and they're kind of like, isn't it funny how similar it is to mine? And the creator called me back, called me, what? I keep saying call, what is this? What year is this? Emailed me back and said, oh yeah, I didn't even know I didn't even know you existed, blah, blah, blah. And so we chatted a little bit, and this is going to be a collaborative exchange. I filmed and submitted a video of me answering the questions that they ask every participant on their channel, and then I interviewed them, and we'll be releasing that video on my channel around the same time that they hopefully release my video on their channel. I will admit, it's a little infuriating going to their YouTube channel because they have fully naked, uncensored videos with a lot of women. Because as you'll hear when you listen to the video, hopefully, they started the project. They're already a photographer, and so they, you know, invited some of the models and stuff that they already worked with to take part, and models that already have erotic tinged videos and pictures out there are going to be more likely to be okay with being naked on YouTube, even if it's, you know, non-sexual. But anyway, a little jealous. But of course, that's nothing new. There are numerous people on all sorts of platforms I could direct you to that somehow get away with way less censorship than I do. A little bit galling, but I'm not going to do that. I don't want to direct any hate squads or whatever. Just trust me, they're out there, and I would like whatever deal with the devil they made to avoid censorship. But anyway, we're not going to be angry in these videos. Remember, that was what I said in the last video. I'm like, nope, last video, audio, whatever. You can tell I'm not used to audio only. You know, I'm gonna try not to be too angry. It'll be easier when I do have co-hosts, because then I can like synergize with them and not just, you know, be on my end. Anyway, excuse me, that was very delicate. So yeah, I recorded an interview with them, blah blah blah. I also recorded an interview with Christine Barger, aka Puppet Girl. Apparently I didn't even know that until I was interviewing her. And the name comes from a viral ventriloquism video that she did on TikTok. Ugh, TikTok. But I met her doing one of the VidCon online networking video chat thingamajiggers, which you can watch my Apparently I'm in a Moral Whore video to hear more about how that went. The title coming from this super Christian dude who I got matched up with in the networking thing, who recoiled with horror when I told him what kind of videos I do, and then I asked him what videos he does, and he does Call of Duty Let's Plays. So, you know, as always, violence and guns, totally fine. Non-sexual female nipples, hide your kids, hide your wife. You know the drill. Anyway, so I interviewed her, and what we mostly talked about is that she was in American Pie 5, you know, like the fifth sequel to American Pie, and she played a character that is in a relationship with one of the other characters, and she has, I don't know if it's just one or multiple, but she has at least one nude scene in this video, and it was 2000 something. It was old. But yeah, we talked about how it was recording it, how people on the set were, and what, you know, what fallout there's been since then. And it's a really interesting conversation. This woman is a freaking badass that she hasn't like given up on the whole actor thing, considering some of what she went through. I mean, one of the stories she shares is that she used to work at, I think, a factory or something with her dad, and one of the coworkers found the movie, printed out a screenshot of her naked in it, and then put it up on like a bulletin board at the place of employment for them all to, you know, mock and condemn and stuff. And that's kind of fucked up, if you ask me. I mean, what do I know, right? Luckily, I've never been in that situation, and hopefully I, you know, can continue to support myself. Well, let's be honest, my husband is the one putting the bread in the basket, or whatever the phrase is right now. I just sort of keep the kids alive, but, you know, someday maybe I can devote myself more fully to Tumblr topics and, you know, make it an actual, not time sink and money, I don't know, whatever. Donate to me on Patreon if you want to see more content. And then someday when the world is not ending, hopefully I can, you know, get the kids in some kind of care and then have actual amount of time to spend on this stuff. Because as it is right now, a little difficult trying to, you know, I'm literally recording this in my closet while my husband is in the kitchen trying to keep the kids from screaming too much. You know, fun times. All right. Anyway, so yeah, we did that interview, and she's pretty cool. I enjoyed talking to her a lot. I honestly, like, of the interviews I've done so far, there really hasn't been a single one where I felt really awkward. I think I generally get along with the guests or stars or co-hosts or whatever you want to call them pretty well. I don't know if they feel the same, but there I go making hand gestures again as if you can actually see what I'm doing. Woohoo. But yeah, you know, I have fun, and doors always open for people that do want to do a video together. You know, you don't have to be famous or a content creator or anything like that. Just have something to say, you know, like, whether free the nipple or, you know, whatever. Want to talk about video games? I'm down. You know, I'm a crazy video game girl, whatever. Really, really quick aside, this wasn't even in my notes for the podcast episode, but I thought this was funny. I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and I was mentioning a story about how I used to be into the American Girl dolls / books and everything like that when I was younger. The story was actually about how my grandma was racist, but anyway. And so I looked it up to try to remember the name of this one doll that I wanted, and I found out that one of the other new dolls, they've got like a whole bunch of new ones since I last looked at it, is a 1986 era girl who's the best gamer or something like that in an arcade. I only read the one paragraph. I thought that was kind of interesting that even, you know, American Girl, which is a very kind of generally, at least when I was into it, pretty, you know, whitewashed, inoffensive, air quotes, kind of thing. But anyway, I just thought it was kind of cool. Of course, there are video games, multiple video games now, where you can pretend to be a famous YouTube star. And kind of full circle there. Anyway, I hope I never... just the smash that like button! I mean... How does anyone say that without throwing up? All right. I ain't jealous. I ain't green. I just, you know, we have different styles. And if you like that style, that's cool. You be you. You be you, boo. Anyway. So many tangents. It's just like my videos, except there's not even female nipples to keep you entertained. So what are you still listening to this? I'm kidding. All right. It's okay. Future episodes, I'll know what I'm doing, right? Magically, overnight, I'll know what I'm doing. All right, cool. So, other projects, you know, that I had planned in my great epic 2021 will not be a dumpster fire like 2020 was, if I can help it, list of projects. I have not yet been able to that's all, folks. I have not been able to launch our, quote, non-sexual nude game top... That's not it. Non-sexual nude tabletop gaming live stream. That's a mouthful. Which, you know, we'll have to come up with some kitschy name for later on. But the idea, if you haven't heard me talk about it a million times, is basically, you know, just like any other D&D or World of Darkness or whatever live streaming session of a tabletop, except that we'll all be naked! Woo! And the whole thing about it is that, you know, it will not be sexual. It'll basically just be like I said, you know, there's plenty of live streams out there already that are tabletop or whatever, and I do definitely prefer the ones where they're like actors or something and they like really get into their roles. It's just more interesting to watch, I think. But again, you know, we'll be naked. And yeah, part of it is, I guess you could say, clickbaity, but the hope is that, you know, one, it'll show that, oh my god, crazy thought, you know, nude, playing D&D in the nude, as long as you're not actually doing anything sexual, you know, you can just sit there and be naked and crazily, you know, manage to keep your hands to yourself. Hopefully, if you don't, you're gonna get kicked out of the group. But yeah, I had a group that was going to do it, and then they got busy, and then I got busy, and so I need to reconnect with them. I do hope to also switch some of the people out, you know, month to month, both the DM and the players, so that everyone gets a turn. And I am asking for people that at least, you know, kind of know how to, like, record a podcast or be in a video or something, just so it's a little more lively. You know, I am all for you guys forming your own tabletop groups, and I think our Discord server is a great way to do that, to meet other people. So if you do want to find other people to play tabletop with, you can just go to the kids are screaming, sorry about that, toplesstopics.org/chat, and you can join our Discord server there and just introduce yourself and be like, hey, I'm looking for people to play D&D or whatever with, anyone game? Ha 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 ha, puns. Just don't be a dick and don't be a perv. That's what we ask. Don't be a dicky, pervy, you know, troll. So, cool. But anyway, so yeah, hopefully we'll get that off the ground. I don't have any specific date. But as always, if you or anyone you know might be interested in taking part in that, you can use the form at toplesstopics.org/podcast, or you can just email me, toplesstopicstv@gmail.com, or you can join our chat room, like I said, and let me know in there, toplesstopics.org/chat. There we go. I don't know why I hesitated. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully I can get that off. Oh, and last note about that whole group. If you've never played any tabletop game and you're like, oh, I'm just going to get super lost and not know what's going on. Worry not, my friend. At least one person in every session will be someone who has never played before. So, you know, you can live vicariously through them. So, you know, if they're playing and they don't know how to get through combat or whatever, we'll explain it to them, and we'll also explain it to you while you watch the live stream. And, you know, it will be interactive, so we'll be checking the chat room out and stuff. So if you got like a, you know, request or something like that, you can let us know. Nothing sexual. Again, that's the whole freaking point. Yeah, I hope so that we can get that going, because that would be super duper fun. And I love role playing. I love getting really into my characters, and I think that it would be a lot of fun. I just, you know, can't be the DM as well, because I don't have the time for that. All right. What else? What else is going on in the wide world of Tapas Topics? if you do want to be alerted whenever that tabletop thing gets off the ground, you know, that little baby bird gets launched out of the nest, you should follow me on whatever as yet unbanned social media accounts I have. I always list them at tapastapas.org/contact. And it is a rotating list because, oh boy, oh man, I what else can I say? I seem to have a brigade of haters that are just so into me that they follow me to brand new accounts and report me so that my accounts get banned, you know, right away for way more censored stuff than the aforementioned other people who post like tiny little bit of mosaic on just their nipple and they're fine. I put a giant fucking orange gradient box from my over my entire body, chin down. Guess which one of us get banned? Anyway, speaking of social media, all along I've been dealing with this kind of bullshit. Maybe one or two social media bans per week. But on December 20th, Instagram decided to quote unquote update their community guidelines, which of course always begs the question, whose community? Because you definitely don't find the same level of discrimination against female looking nipples in countries other than the US. Just, you know, the European countries, they don't think it's so cool to like give rights to men that the rest of us don't get. I know, crazy idea. Equality. Yay. But anyway, you know, they changed their community guidelines, and since they did that, I jumped from one or two bans a week to 3 to 5 bans a day. And again, I must, with the hand gestures, I must emphasize that the posts of mine that they're taking down, I'm gonna hold my hands behind my back because this is ridiculous. The posts that they are taking down are so censored that giant gradient boxes or pasties or just, you know, even giant float flower bouquets or whatever are blocking my body from the chin down. That's the kind of post getting banned. And, you know, they're going into the vaults. They're banning stuff that I posted years ago. So nothing is safe. And Instagram especially keeps banning stuff. They banned... I have a webcomic that I infrequently draw a new page to. And I had one that I did a while ago. And it was hilarious because it was actually making fun of Instagram. And it's, you know, I'm breastfeeding a baby in it. And the Instagram moderator's like, oh my God, she's having sex with that child. But I drew it. It's not even that good of a drawing, but I'm trying to, you know, not obsess and just get it out there. And then I figure once I have 100 pages under my belt, I'll go back and start redrawing them. Anyway, so it's drawn, not very good. And I did base colors, no shading or anything like that. And I posted it and Instagram took it down as sexually explicit. An unshaded, poorly drawn illustration of a female, you know, of a woman breastfeeding a baby got banned on Instagram as sexually explicit. And I sent in an appeal and they immediately said, nope, we stand by our decision and believe it went against their community guidelines. trying really hard. Trying really, really, really hard not to be too angry. But what can I say? Fuck that shit. Try not to yell. Try not to break your eardrums. And of course, as I mentioned, video, you should go watch that I put up a couple days ago. Twitter banned me for a day for alleged child porn. And no, I fucking didn't. But yeah, you should go watch the video to hear the circumstances of that. So fun times. Oh, I did make a post, 3 days ago? Just this little experiment. It was a screenshot from, a thumbnail from a new video. And the previous thumbnail I had put up with the, gradient covering me, got banned. So I resubmitted it. This time, except instead of a colored gradient, I used a Confederate flag. That's also, Trump 2020, blah, blah, blah. Used that to cover my chest. And I actually covered less of myself than I did with the gradient. The gradient went from the chin to the bottom of the frame. The flag just went over where my nipples were. Guess what? Still up. Confederate flag covering my boobs. Still up. Again, I reiterate, fuck you, Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and all the other shit. Anyway, so point being, I'm trying to just give less of a fuck, about Instagram and Facebook and stuff. Like, it doesn't even fucking matter. I post, it doesn't matter what I've had text only things post, get banned. Problem is that, there's a certain crowd of people out there, and I don't want you guys listening to this and angrily DMing me on Twitter and be like, I know you're talking about me. But, there's a certain amount of people, the majority of people, who are unlikely to switch platforms until they themselves are personally inconvenienced to the point where, they reach the level of fuck this shit that I'm at, that they finally, I'm like, maybe I should stop giving all my personal info to a soulless website that sells it for money and, personally aids in the helping have group meetups with white supremacists to storm the Capitol. Maybe I should stop using this site. Oh, they're all terrible anyway. It's okay. It's the best. Oh, sorry, I'm getting super, super sarcastic. So anyway, point being, if I can pry you from the clutches of the worst ones, Facebook, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. I did start using Mastodon, sort of. I'm still very confused by it. And I figure if I'm confused by it, then a lot of my viewers or followers or whatever are going to be hopelessly lost. But basically, the way I am thinking of it is that it's almost like different servers for the same video game. And, each server has its own group of people, and they call them instances instead of servers, but, they have their own rules, and when you join one, you have to abide by their rules, but it's really interesting, because you can make however many accounts you want, not on the same instance, but on all these different instances, and it's actually expected that way, because that's the only way you can actually look at posts within an instance, is if you join that instance. But you can follow people from pretty much any other instance, unless it's one that your instance has specifically banned. So there was this whole thing where all the, Nazis on Gab and stuff tried to take over Mastodon, and what happened, from my understanding, is basically all the servers that don't love Nazis blocked the Gab servers from, showing up on searches or anything like that. So somewhere off in the dark web, that's not really that dark, but I want to watch more Letterkenny. Somewhere on the internet, those Gab instances are hanging out, talking to each other, but the rest of the Mastodon community is like, nope, fuck Nazis. Because it is harder to get into, to get familiar using Mastodon, you're not going to get as many idiot trolls. You will get some, because, trolls come in all levels of intelligence and tech savviness and everything like that, but, not as many. So anyway, yeah, I'm on Mastodon now. It's at topistopics at eldritch.cafe, because you do it by the title of the instance you joined. If you go to if you go to www.topistopics.org/contact, yep, there we go. Hopefully you know when I say like topistopics.org, it's always www.topistopics.org/whatever, so, because again, this is audio only, so I can't like flash it on the screen. Anyway, so, I'm on Mastodon now. You can follow me. You can tell me what the F I'm doing. I am still on Twitter. I mean, I They are all terrible, but at least Twitter does allow, like, hardcore porn on other people. I don't love it. I don't love it. And I don't love that my stuff, you know, gets lumped in with the hardcore porn just because I have my female nipples out. But that's yeah. So, anyway. And I'm trying to get back into MeWe. I don't love it. I feel like it's a very awkward website. It's also really popular with Nazis and conspiracy theorists and stuff like that. But again, you know, my options for places that I can go and post my heinous female nipples and not constantly operate under the Damocles sword of, will I just suddenly get my entire existence wiped off this website at the click of a button? I mean, that can always happen, regardless of what platform you're on. But, you know, is it slightly less likely to happen? That is dependent on what platform I'm using, and I only have so many options. I also signed up for lips.social, because a couple of people recommended it, but that website is so far pretty empty, kind of hard to navigate. I don't know. We'll see how well it does. Hopefully it will stick around. It was actually started by sex workers who were tired of, you know, getting banned on Instagram and stuff like that. I know I always say this, I don't love that my only options for posting my heinous female nipples are in places that allow hardcore porn, and most of them also are, you know, they're totally not censorship of any kind, so they do have a lot of Nazis and stuff. Don't love that. Maybe someday we'll be able to crowdfund enough nudist money to pay for a website that understands that, you know, you can be naked without having sex, and so it allows nudity but not sex. I don't know, you know, whatever. Pipe dreams in the sky, and then I can buy a mansion and my own, what's the one horse that, like, Kim Kardashian was like, I have 7, and it was like, people are starving and dying of COVID and you're bragging about your fancy horses, you bitch. Anyway, women supporting women. Anyway, I mean, yeah, support women, but just don't, you know, don't give them a free pass on being a douchebag just because they're a woman. Douchebags should be treated accordingly. Anyway, I'm dumping on men, I'm dumping on women, I'm dumping on expensive horses. What even is the target demographic for this podcast? Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just gonna listen to it on repeat and dwell in the honor and the glory of my own existence. That was sarcasm, just so you know. I mean, I did, you know, why not? Let's get into it. Mental health. I don't know. Honestly, maybe I'll, I don't know. Should I make a whole episode just about mental health? I don't want to, like, go on and on and on and make this, like, super long or anything. So maybe I'll put a pin in it and talk about it in a future episode. But let's just say that let's just say it honestly. I don't hate myself as much now as I did for many years of my life. I definitely still have days where I'm like, why are you the way you are, Cleo? But honestly, yeah, I'm in a happier place, but I also have my struggles. So yeah, we'll make an episode about that, and we'll put a nice giant content warning at the beginning, because I don't want anybody, like, feeling worse about themselves because they listen to that episode. So, you know, if you or anyone you know, you know, maybe has experience with whatever, or is a doctor that works with whatever. I don't know. That would be fun. I wonder if, crazy idea. I wonder if I could get my actual psychiatrist to ever be on a podcast video with me. Probably not, but that would be pretty awesome. I really like her. She knows all about topless topics and everything, and she's very supportive. I fucking love her. I love her. Anyway, not in that kind of way. I mean, she's, you know, significantly older than me, and we also talk about, you know, the stress of having kids, and I'm sorry, I keep saying, you know, I gotta work on that. But anyway, moving on. Yeah, so MeWe, LipSocial, Twitter, if there's Mastodon, anything else pops up, we'll give it a try. I would prefer not to go on, like, actual Pornhub, but that's probably gonna be what I end up on, the only place that I can actually post. Anyway, yeah, follow me on those platforms. So, again, if you do want more details about how those bans and stuff have been going, you should go to topstops.org and look for the post titled "Twitter banned me for child porn the day I got a bullet removed from my skull," or you can just go to .org/bulletban, as I said. All right, By the way, that makes me think. I'm going to deviate from my script that I so carefully banged out like 5 minutes ago. 5 minutes before I started recording. I had the idea that given that I don't have, you know, so much time to put together these podcasts and everything else, maybe I could also release my my videos when they do get put out as a podcast episode, you know, and I can tell you at the start of the episode, like, you know, audio from the whatever video. So if you don't want to, like, if you already watched the video and you just don't care, you can just skip the episode. But, you know, for those of you who don't have the time or are in a situation where it's hard to watch a video with female nipples in it without people around you freaking out, that might be interesting to you. I don't know. Let me know. Go to tabas.org/podcast and let me know if you would be interested in me making an audio version of the videos I put out when I do. All right. So, All right. That was just a random little... I'm sorry. I apologize. So before I started recording this episode, I asked you guys, hey, what should I talk about? And one of the ideas that one of you guys, a couple of you guys said is that maybe I can explain a little bit more about the made-up terms that I use when I'm talking about certain, you know, things that I have to deal with. And I figured probably one of the main ones of those I should clarify is pornbot, which I use a lot. And basically, it's just these accounts. Honestly, I don't even know if they're real people or if they're just like algorithms or what. But they're these accounts that, especially on Twitter, will follow me, will like my posts, will retweet my posts alongside straight up porn. You know, and it's, as I mentioned, it's pretty infuriating. And what really sucks about it too is, you know, as I go into in my video about, you know, Twitter banning me or whatever, there's this association when these hardcore porn things retweet my content that Twitter or whatever looks at it and goes, huh, well, these accounts that post all this nasty porn are retweeting this, that must make this nasty porn too. Not that, you know, algorithms need any help being anti-women, but yeah, it just sucks. And so I call them porn bots because whether or not they're a real person or an algorithm, they act like an algorithm. They very rarely even put any text or anything on it. And when they do, it's usually like, love, make wife suck booby, you know, just super, super eloquent, intelligent discourse like that. I do want to clarify, though, I am not anti-sex worker. In fact, I have several videos already interviewing sex workers, and I'm always eager to interview more. We don't do anything sexual in the video, just for any random people stumbling in here who thinks that I ever actually do sexual things. I don't. I'll talk about sexual stuff, but I'm not going to do it. Anywhoozle, I love supporting sex workers because it has literally never made sense to me why prostitution is illegal. I mean, it's their body. Like, regulate it, you know, make sure there's some STD testing in there and stuff like that, but why? Like, I don't get it. Off topic, but I just read yesterday that apparently Oregon is the first state to completely decriminalize small amounts of drugs. You know, even the hardcore stuff, which sounds startling to some, I'm sure, but I definitely believe is a step in the right direction because, you know, it's an addiction. It's a sickness. It's not I choose to fuck my entire life up and, you know, be desperate to sell my furniture to afford more crack. Like, it's, you know, it's not a choice, okay? Yeah, you know, starting on it in the first place is kind of a choice, but even then, sometimes people are forced into it. So, you know, I probably should put content warnings or something at the start of this podcast. Sorry. I'll put it in the description, okay? I'll put it in the description that goes with the episode so you know in the future if you have triggers that might be mentioned, you can read that. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be conscientious, but one of the first videos I ever did, and actually the first video I ever put on YouTube, without my hands covering my boobs, it was called Trigger Warnings Are Bullshit, and it was a little bit of a clickbaity title, but my attitude still kind of stands where, by all means, you know, if someone tells you I'm triggered by snakes or whatever, don't go out of your way to trigger that person. And obviously stuff like, dare I say, violence or even nudity or whatever, you know, you should tell people, hey, you might encounter this content, so they can choose not to see it if they don't want to. That actually is another thing about Mastodon, is they have a way to just mark your thing as content warning, and then you put like a little description, word-only description, and then people click it, and it can be for text, or it could be for a picture or a video or whatever. So a lot of the instances that I've read about are like, you know, you can post, as long as it's not like hateful bullying or whatever, you can post whatever you want, just put a content warning. So I like that. I wish that, you know, Facebook and stuff would do that. Like, if they're so worried about the children finding, you know, female nipples, just, you're already supposed to be like 13 or older to make an account, and just make it so that they can't, I don't know, whatever. We all know that social media hates women anyway. so yeah, that's a porn bot. That's a porn bot. But yeah, if you or anyone you know would like to let me interview them or just collaborate or whatever, again, you can fill out the form, loveblahblah.org/podcast, or just email me, topistopistv@gmail.com, or just go to our chat room, loveblahblah.org/chat, and let's get that conversation going. Okay. I'm tired. I put way too much energy into like yelling into my... I'm trying not to yell in my mic. I'm standing like 2 feet back this time, so, you know, hopefully it sounds better. All right. Last thing I wanted to get into in this episode, and hey, we're up to 43 minutes. So, you know, longer than the last one, but one of my favorite podcasts is regularly like almost 2 hours long. Of course, they have multiple hosts and they talk about important shit, so not quite the same ballgame, but whatever. You don't have to listen to that episode. I'm just saying, you can pause and listen to the rest later if you want. Or not. It's fine. It's fine. I'm not going to break my heart if you don't listen to the whole episode. Yeah, it's fine. All right. So anyway, the last subject I want to get into is a lot of you guys, and I mean, I specify guys because the question I hear a lot is how can I, a cis male, support free the nipple? I mean, if I take my shirt off, nobody cares because I already have the right to go topless, you know, at the park or the beach or anywhere online, you know? I have that right already. Well, here's the thing, my dude. I love that you support the mission. I mean, especially those of you who have proven through repeat conversations that you actually understand the point. You know, you're not the, I love what you're doing, by the way, great tits, fucking type of person that, not helpful, in case you wondered, not helpful. You know, those of you that really get it, I super duper appreciate it. And, you know, when you private message me or whatever, and you're like, I'm sorry, you have to go deal with all this shit, I appreciate it. But for those of you who do want to help, you know, further the cause of the maybe not giving rights to some people that the other ones don't get. I mean, it's 2021. Can we maybe not have blatantly sexist and transphobic policies controlling the social media platforms that we all rely on for basically all our socialization, especially in the times of COVID? You know, maybe not be given rights to some people and not the other. Here's what you do. Yes. Speak out about it. Not just to me, not just in, you know, little echo chambers. So again, I love that you're saying that stuff to me. It does, you know, help me keep doing this when I hear from at least some of you that I'm not only reaching the eyeballs of the pervs and the trolls. But if you want to help the cause, you got to be vocal about it, and you got to get out of the echo chamber of people who already agree. You know, don't just only talk to other nudists, although nudists are not necessarily fans of topless equality. I got a lot of them that are like, why do you talk so much about female nipples? Why don't you talk about all genitals? To which I say, I do talk about all genitals sometimes, but also that's a different thing. You know, I would love it. I would love it if we could just walk around without clothes wherever and people didn't freak out. But baby steps. Maybe let's just end some of the blatant misogyny before we jump to that step. But anyway, so point being, you know, don't just talk to people who you already agree with and who already agree with you. Go into the trenches, as it were. You know, if you go to a YouTube video for, say, a woman giving a TED talk and she's like, scientist and she's talking about protein strands or whatever, go into those comments. And I assure you, a lot of those comments will be about her physical appearance. They'll either be insults or they'll be like, oh, I like her breasts or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or sometimes both. Sometimes they'll be like, She's got a great rack, but God, that face, you know, that kind of shit. Or just all sorts of misogyny. She's stupid. Why is she on that stage? Or, you know, she must have slept with guys to get to her position. Whatever. You know, misogynistic bullshit. Go into those comments. You see those comments? You jump in there. You go, bro, are you serious right now? Are you source? You're sourcely going to go on this video with this brilliant woman talking about how she cured cancer, and you're gonna make some fucking comment about her teeth being crooked? Like, look at yourself, man! What is your life? What is your life that's your response? Like, it's so stupid, and, like, 4chan, thirsty, 4chan type areas, or, you know, the shitty subreddits or whatever, where it's basically, I call it the offensive Olympics, where it's basically, how do I cause someone the most damage while taking the least emotional hit for the damage that I'm causing, pretend to give the least of the shit. Places like that, anytime that a guy, or even an alleged guy, is kind to an alleged girl or defends her, the common refrain is, she's not gonna fuck you, bro! Because to these troglodytes, to their itty-bitty brains, it is incapable, it is beyond their comprehension, that anybody could ever be nice to somebody without having some goal in mind, like, thinking they'll send nudes? I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. Projection, you know? It's called projection. They themselves would never be kind to somebody unless they got something out of the deal, so therefore, anyone else that's kind to anyone must be doing it for gain. So, point being, you know, if you jump in the comments, you say stuff like that to the asshole in the comments, no, you're probably not going to change his mind. You know, he is already indoctrinated to the point of, I must go online and be an asshole, and it's the only way I can feel I have any self-worth, blah, 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 you know, troll psychology, as it were. But they're not the only one reading your comment. Other people are reading your comment. Other people might not be typing a comment out themselves, but people do read comments. And there are, this is seems beyond comprehension, but there are people out there who are still kind of, let's say, on the fence of certain forms of misogyny and racism and stuff like that. You know, that's kind of the point we're at with trying to combat misogyny and racism and everything like that. We still have, obviously, a lot of terrible, terrible people. I mean, but again, Facebook is making it easier than ever for white supremacists to find each other and plan out attempted coups. But there are a lot of people who, well, go watch my video, The Fallacy of Good Men. I think it's just topazada.com/goodmen. And I go into more detail on this, but basically people have an idea of themselves. They think of themselves a certain way. And when they are presented with data that disagrees with that, or, you know, someone says you're this, whatever, and it disagrees with what they think, people get very irritable and they get very, they disagree. They disagree very strongly because it's easier to tell, you know, to look at that information, new information that challenges yourself examination and your worldview, and just be like, nope, they're wrong, I'm right. So you do have to, if you want to be a better person, you have to fine-tune your self-introspection so you recognize that id part of your lizard brain telling you that, you know, I'm perfect, there's nothing wrong with me, it's the rest of the world, and think, you know, maybe I should listen. maybe I should listen. And so going back to the comments, you are going to have people that think of themselves as, you know, not racist or not sexist or whatever. But then when they read your comments talking to the troll, some of them are going to be like, oh, I never thought of it that way. You know, like you jump in and tell the troll, why are you talking about this woman's appearance? What does that have to do with anything? You know, why are you bringing it up as if that's the only thing that could possibly matter about a woman? Here she is again telling us about the cure for cancer. And you're just like, brother, she's got crooked teeth. You know, just be outspoken about it. That's the thing. And you don't have to wait for someone to say something shitty for you to say something nice or supportive. You know, you can also be the first comment. You go on there and you go, wow, this is fascinating. And thank you so much for your hard work. We really appreciate it. And please, for the love of God, do not throw in a fucking, by the way, nice tits, or even like, by the way, beautiful smile, because without going into a whole thing, you're still making it about her appearance. You're still making it like, I approve of you because of this and your appearance. Just leave it out. Please. If we want you to comment on our appearance, we will tell you. Okay? Cool. Anyway, yeah. Just be more outspoken. I mean, if you really, really want to, you know, if you want to be your own content creator, like you have a podcast or you make videos or whatever, make a video that's like, dear men, dear fellow men, just so you know, it's really shitty to always talk about women's appearance as if that's the only thing that matters. You know, it's just, don't do it. It's shitty. And you will inspire others. And the final point about that also is that, as I said, you know, people private messaging me and saying, I support what you do, blah, blah, blah. It's nice. But seeing someone go into my own comments or whatever, where someone's being a douchebag, and you, the loyal actual supporter, going to bat for me against that troll is the most amazing feeling. Because it means not only have I, you know, either changed your mind or formed a connection with a like-minded person who also agrees that, again, we shouldn't be giving rights to some people and not to others. Not only have I met a person like that, but you care about it enough to put yourself in an uncomfortable position of tackling a troll to help me spread the message. And it's exhilarating. It's really nice. Now, I understand it can be very stressful. And I know a lot of people are very anti-confrontational. And it can definitely be very intense when they turn around their acid on you. I mean, I can tell you that it actually has nothing to do with you. They're just like that to everybody. But I understand, you know, a lot of people, just it's too hard to go through that. I have my own moments where I almost get offended, and then it's like, oh yeah, wait, you're a loser who hates everybody, so it's not even personal. But yeah, just if you care about it, just feel free to speak up. And if you can't speak up, you can at least use your platform to amplify the voices of people you do agree with and support. You know, you can retweet one of my posts, or even better, you can make an original post that links to my content so that if my account gets deleted, you know, the retweet would just disappear. But if you make an original post, it doesn't disappear. And if you would like a helpful guide for how to make an original post that links to my content instead of just a retweet, I made a guide with pictures and everything, because I'm a graphic designer and I make everything into pictures, at tapastopics.org/howtohelp. So please do that. Please do that. Anytime you feel like, I'm not going to say smash that like button, because for one thing, I don't think there even is a like button on podcast. And for another, I don't really care. I mean, I should care about views and numbers and stuff like that, because that's apparently the metric for success. It doesn't matter at all if those people actually watch and give a shit about your video. It's all about the numbers. I'm not jealous. You're jealous. Anyway. but yeah. Use your voice for good. Oh, and the other thing I did want to throw in there is that, again, you're like, oh, I'm a guy, so it doesn't matter if I, you know, try to show my support because I already have that right. The sad fact is that our society, I don't know about the whole world, I'm sure in a lot of places this is true, but at least in US culture for sure, men are given more authority You know, the stereotype is that when a man is assertive, people think he's confident, he's a leader, blah, blah, blah. If a woman is assertive, she's a bitch, she's a nice queen, you know? And, of course, all the studies about how often men interrupt women and stuff like that. Just not even conscious. Just the way that our society raises people is to say, the man has the right to speak up whenever he wants. The woman should just smile and be nice and blah, blah, blah. Again, this is unconscious stuff. I'm not saying that, you know, guys are like, I choose to talk over women. It's just something we do unconsciously. And again, you know, if you want to be better, like, stop saying, you know. Anyway, if you want to be better, you do have to be willing to do some self-introspection and just say, I don't like this part about myself. I want to be better. So, point being, you being a man actually gives you more power than me to spread the free the nipple, topless equality, etc. message, because a lot of men and some women out there are going to listen more to you than they are to me. So, please, if you want to help, help. Help me, please. No, but no pressure if you don't want to, because again, I know a lot of you guys are not in a position where you can be outspoken about that. You know, you're worried about employers finding your videos and being like, what? He supports equality for women? Clearly he watches porn, whatever, freaking stupid bullshit. I understand. I understand a lot of you guys have to deal with that. So just retweet me anonymously. Just retweet me anonymously. That's all you have to do. All right. So that's pretty much what I wanted to get to in this podcast. Gotta rewrite my whole damn brain. I've been making videos for 15 years and this is my first ever podcast, so sorry. I mean, I've been interviewed on podcasts a couple times before, and I also have those linked to on .org/podcast, but yeah, this is the first one where I am the hostess with the mostest, so I hope you continue on this journey with me to lands unknown, as it were. Alright, yeah, that's that. So, thank you for listening, assuming you're listening. I mean, you obviously must be listening if you're still listening. Thank you for listening, and hopefully it wasn't too boring or angry or whatever. Leave your feedback, and I will take it under due consideration. I won't necessarily immediately change everything just for you, but I will listen and I'll try to make it better. And you know, if you want to suggest topics or people I should interview or whatever, email me, message me on Discord, or fill out the form at /podcast, and we'll try to work it into future episodes. And hopefully there's at least some level of stability in my life coming up, because everything right now is really just, watch the Twitter ban me for child porn video, and you'll get lots more info of what's going on with that. But I wanted to end this podcast. I also ended the last one with a question, but people didn't really understand or leave an answer. So let's try this again. So I would like to I would like to end this podcast with a community question, where I throw a question out there, and then all you lovely listeners out there, hey, you lovely listeners out there, this is just Cleo from Topless Topics, asking you to weigh in with your thoughts with regards to the question that I'm about to ask, and that question is, what are your goals and resolutions for this year? What are the things you're looking forward to? What is it that you want to avoid? Is there a major accomplishment coming up, like publishing a book or graduating high school or something like that? Birth of a child? Is there anything that, you know, you're dreading? I mean, I guess you don't have to go into detail for that, but something you'll be happy to get rid of, maybe. Happy to end. Let's say that. But yeah, if you want to weigh in, you can submit your video or audio only or text only. Answer that using the form, again, @podcast, and I'll include it in the next podcast. If it's really long, I'll just take a piece of it, but yeah, I think that'd be really nice to involve you guys. And you can stay anonymous if you want, and if it's video only, then, you know, I'm only going to have audio on here. But yeah, I think it'll be fun. So let me know what you are hoping to accomplish or to stop doing or to whatever this year. And I'll play the next episode. And also leave feedback on whether or not you'd be interested in me doing audio versions of my videos as I release them. And overall, just what you think of the stream. And if there's anybody that you think I should contact about doing a video, or not a video, podcast, well, or a video, or it could be a video, together. Not anyone famous, because they won't answer my emails. Unless you're, like, friends with them, and then you can suggest it, whisper it in their ear. Hey, you should do an interview with Leah of Topless Topics, because she's really cool, and it'll be really fun, and you could really forward the cause of feminism and equality for all genders if you do a video with her. So I did a fake ASMR video a long time ago. Not a long time, like two years ago, whatever. And I think it's hilarious. It's like me whispering words like boobies, boobies. But I still get comments where people are like, oh, this was so relaxing. I want you to do another one. I'm like, it's a parody. Like, I'm not anti-ASMR. I can understand that some sounds people find soothing or whatever, but it was a joke. Like, how can you think a video where I'm going, mama jammas is an actual, whatever. But if you enjoyed it, I guess it's okay. All right, that's it. Follow me on social media, /contact, Mastodon, MeWe, all that jazz, Twitter, I guess, even though they banned me for child porn. And, yeah, hear you in the next episode of the Topless Topics podcast. Thanks for listening. Outro music I don't have, but up, up, ba. I'm on a scat, dooba doo bat, until I have official outro music. I know there's some royalty-free things I could use, but what is the fun of that? I said, let's make up our own outro song.